It is time to talk to the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour, in advance of the game against the Seattle Kraken tonight. It has been 19 days since you've had last change in a game, Rod Brind'Amour. Do you even remember what that means?
Not really. It's been a while, and I think I heard you talking about it. We've only actually played 6 games in that time, so feels like it's been a long, long time, but you know, like I said, we've only had 6 games. We just haven't been all on the road, so hopefully we can get back to playing well at home here and get on a little run.
Yeah, not only just 6 games in that span of time, but I've been using this all season long. This is the 29th game you have only played consecutive games at home. One time this year was at the beginning of November. It was the Buffalo and Toronto Friday-Sunday. Not a back-to-back, but it was a Friday-Sunday. So congratulations, you finally get a homestand.
Right. Well, we got to make it count, though. That's the whole key. So it'd be interesting to see. I mean, you know, like you say, we've been away for so long. The start is going to be so crucial to kind of get up to speed. And, we're playing a real tough team here. They're playing well, so it's going to be a good test.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them in a second. But you mentioned this first game home. And traditionally, one of those things has been first game home after a long road trip has always been problematic. A, is that true in your eyes? And what concerns you about this game?
I don't really know how true it is. I think, but there is a kind of tendency to think, okay, we played hard on the road, and now, you know, you kind of either come off just a little because you think you're at home, and that's going to be a big difference, when really there is no difference. I mean, the game's played the same way. So you should use the crowd into your advantage by playing well. Like, we'll see how it goes, obviously, but hopefully we'll be up to speed right off the bat.
Seattle doesn't have really any established star players. They've got a lot of good players, though. When you look at them, what jumps out at you?
Well, just what you just said. I mean, we went going through that this morning. They're really balanced. Like, they're 4 lines. They have, you know, obviously a number one line, but there's no drop-off. Even though down to their 4th line, they got a lot of speed and strength and guys that can score. So they're kind of – they're just balanced, I guess, the best way to put it. It's probably what an expansion team should be like, to be honest with you. You're not going to get any superstar guys out of places, but you're going to have all good players. And that's really what, what they're doing now is what we kind of all thought would have happened last year.
Still no Sebastian Aho. I know Jesper Fast is back, and I guess Paul Stastny will continue in Aho's spot. What have you liked from Paul, maybe not just the last 2 games, but maybe the last couple of weeks?
Listen, you're not going to replace Oh, that's for sure. Right. So, you know, but can, you know, the player that's been around as long as he has and, you know, knows how to play. And that's at the end of the day, we got a veteran guy in there that, you know, should get in the right spots. And, you know, if the other team makes a mistake, he should be able to make you pay because he knows where the puck's going. And, you know, he's been around a long time because he's a pro. And, you know, you stick a guy in that position, obviously he's not as fast as and all that, but you should know where to be, and that's kind of what's happened there. And obviously, we need to keep that going because we're not sure when Seabass is coming back. Hopefully, not too long. But in the meantime, you know, that's his ice time.
Yeah, you. I know initially you weren't really worried, but 3 games in a row for Aho with some time in between games, is this becoming a concern for you?
Well, it's a concern. There's no doubt. I mean, but I understand what. You know, going on is we want to make sure give him every chance to get 100% before we put him back in there. And, you know, so that's kind of what's going on here. But, you know, we're not going to be the team we want to be without Aho in there. You know that. So we don't want this to certainly be a long-term thing.
I know you and I have talked a lot about how good Jordan Martinook has been, and this isn't about him, but Stefan Nason has been a pretty super utility guy for you. You've plugged him in everywhere, and he is – not only produced, but just been an effective player everywhere. Where does he go tonight?
Good question. I mean, I think we'll probably end up putting him with Jack and Stepper, but he could easily go back up there with Jordo, depending and see how, you know, quick he's doing. So the thing about Nacer, which is great, is what you alluded to. You can kind of put him anywhere and play with anyone. His style is, you know, he plays hard and gets to the net and kind of is hard to play against, and that's really what you want out of everyone. But He has a little unique, I'd say niche there that I think I can put him on any type of line.
All right, before I let you go, I want to ask you about Pyotr Kochetkov. 11 of 12 games now, because I know he's going to start tonight. He will have appeared in 11 of your last 12. I know you're never surprised by anything, but you have to be at least somewhat surprised that he has been able to give you this type of performance over this stretch.
Yeah, I think, listen, I don't think anyone anticipated this kind of, performance out of him, or certainly not to the level of going with anticipated and playing, I think, what'd you say, 10 of 11? Or
yeah, 11 of 12 coming in with 12. Tonight, yeah.
I don't think that would have been in the script, right? But, I mean, it's been pretty easy to put him out there. He certainly earned every start and making the most of his opportunity.
I'm not going to ask you what's going to happen when, but I am sure interested in what's going to happen when everybody is healthy. I will see you at the arena tonight. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
All right, that's Rob Brind'Amour, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, again against the Seattle Kraken tonight. Seattle can score 3.5 goals a game. Carolina's been offensively challenged for the most part this season. No Sebastian Aho again tonight. Third straight game. Little concerning because whether you're aware of this or not, this is the 10th game that Aho has missed in his entire career.
Oh, wow.
Three of them were due to COVID last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's weird not to see him on the ice.
It's a hole.
Yeah.
It's just a hole.